How do you fund a food business? And what is the best way to finance a startup? So in this video of Marketing Food Online, we are actually going to cover 8 ways to actually get funding outside of your own monies. And one of the best ways to do that is to use other people's money, basically. But in this way, you'll have an opportunity to get exposure for your brand and your food product and your food startup, make some great connections with potential long-term investors. But these are going to be 8 of the best ways to raise money online and fund a food business. So welcome to Marketing Food Online. It is Damian Roberti, founder and CEO of Marketing Food Online. I'm going to walk you through these websites. There's 8 of them here. I'm going to give you a little overview of who they are and what they do. And of course, I'll have some links down below the video in our description section to help you along the way as well. So how do you secure finance for a startup is frequently one of the most difficult challenges you'll encounter if you're trying to get your own business idea off the ground. Making genuine connections can take a lot of time and, of course, work when it comes to attracting investors and resources, especially when you don't have just yet either proof of concept, which is the idea of your product being sold in the marketplace, and proof that it actually will sell and that you have a market for it. So this is a great way to get an opportunity to create a page on these websites. Give a little bit of information about what it is that you're looking to create and do, and then look for those people who are willing to invest. And it's great because you can get exposure to literally 1 million people, and they could all give you $1. And if you raised $1 million for your startup, then you've got a lot of people who are interested, but you've got obviously the funding you need to develop your food product or whatever that product may be or whatever the business may be. Now, this applies to pretty much any business, to be honest with you, not just in the food industry or food and beverage. There are a variety of the best crowdfunding platforms we brought together for business startups. We're going to go over 8 of the top startup company funding channels to help you get started. Okay. And from the popular crowdfunding websites and startup accelerator platforms, also, those are great ones too. Now, so you understand, a startup accelerator is actually a platform that allows you to actually take your existing business, and maybe you've already got it off the ground slightly and you've got some momentum and you've got some sales, but it's going to help you accelerate your business much rapidly because of the amount of funds that you can get. So first website is, number one is GoFundMe. This is one of these crowdfunding sites that pretty much everyone's very familiar with. GoFundMe is a flexible startup business funding platform that can be used for nearly anything, from raising money for a good cause to even starting a food business or packaged food product or even a food truck, believe it or not. It's one of those most popular online fundraising platforms with a straightforward setup process that time crunch people can definitely take advantage of. If you don't have a lot of time, you can create a GoFundMe page in a matter of probably even a couple of days or even less than that, even just a few hours. One of the most startling aspects actually about GoFundMe is that there is no price for utilizing their platform, and your fundraiser can last indefinitely amount of time. So there's no specific time frame for them. If you're looking, a lot of these other websites have a 1 month, 2 month period. GoFundMe actually has an indefinite amount of time for you to raise money. The only thing is you'll lose is a transaction processing fee. So you'll definitely have some type of transaction processing fee along with that. But all in all, it's still going to get you the funds that you need to get going. Next up, number two is Kickstarter. Kickstarter, basically along with GoFundMe, has become synonymous with internet crowdsourcing. It was launched actually back in 2009 and has already assessed over 200,000 projects getting off the ground, including many of them are food and beverage products as well. The distinction is that Kickstarter is a reward-based platform. So what this means actually is that supporters or investors are rewarded for supporting a project or idea with like either a t-shirt or a unique product or a pre-order of your food product or maybe a sample of what you're making, something to that effect, and they get that in the way of their donation. Another distinguishing feature of Kickstarter, by the way, is that it is a higher risk campaign platform. So you must set a target or fundraising goal, and you will only be able to access the pledge funds if you need it. So if you actually reach your funding goal, that's the only way you get it. So for instance, if you set a goal of reaching $100,000 for your project, whatever that may be, and you don't reach it, you actually don't get the money. So you do have to get at least $100,000. Now, if you exceed that, you of course will get the $100,000 in the full amount, but you've got to reach that amount. Next one up, number three, is Indiegogo, which is frequently regarded as one of the top sites for startup business funding. This actually has a long history of assisting ideas and help realizing ideas coming to marketplace. It's especially popular among entrepreneurs as it allows you to start a crowdfunding campaign for whatever the idea or product that you want to get started and put out there into the marketplace. So that could be a packaged food product, it could be a food truck, it could even be a restaurant or a cafe or anything of that sort, or even an e-commerce business selling and expanding food products online. So if you actually started selling products online, or maybe even an Amazon store, and you wanted to expand your store and you're looking for funding to help people get your food product out there more, you can definitely do that. Now, the only thing with Indiegogo is the charge for collecting funds is the same as it is for other crowdfunding platforms. You can run a campaign on Indiegogo for up to 2 months for a 5% platform charge plus a 3.2% third-party processing fee. So that would be like if PayPal or some other third-party processor were to accept the payments, they take a small percentage of that too, which actually helps the website, helps Indiegogo continue to obviously offer that platform. Next one up is really unique. It's actually called GoFundHer.com. So GoFundHer is a crowdfunding website for women entrepreneurs and company owners that aims to close the gender gap. Investors or supporters can actually make a one-time donation or set up a monthly sponsorship for your idea or your small business on their simple-to-use platform. Now, it is available all over the world and can be set up in just a matter of a few simple steps. They do, however, charge a 5% platform fee and additional credit processing costs as well, which will be passed on to you since you'll be collecting the funds on behalf of those investors. Now, next one up, Seed Invest. Seed Invest is a platform for equity crowdfunding. Now, this means that instead of being a supporter, backers become actually investors. Now, Seed Invest is a little bit different, guys, than the other ones, but if you've got a great food product, maybe you just started a very successful food truck, and maybe you want to franchise the food truck and you have more of them out there in the marketplace, a Seed Invest differs from a gift or a financial investment platform in that investors become part owners of your business. So they're actually purchasing shares in a sense. It provides much needed money and a network, which is really super important, guys. Not only are you looking to get money on these platforms, but making a network, you could be potentially producing a food product that gets in front of the eyes of an investor who may want to invest $5, $6, $10 million outside of Seed Invest. And that's a way that you'll meet them or see them is on these platforms. So it's very important to think of it that way as well. So basically, in essence, it provides much needed money and a network of potential venture capital investors to high growth tech or even e-commerce enterprises as well. So it's had a lot of success with a lot of initiatives, especially in the tech industry. But if you've got something that's food related and it's tech based, or even a platform or software that could be potentially applied to the food industry, this is definitely something you need to look into as well. However, there's a substantial fee. Now, the fees include a 7.5% platform fee and a 5% equity fee based on the amount raised. So in essence, what that means is 5% of the equity of your company will be a fee and somebody will own an aspect or an interest in your business. Next one up is Startup Explorer. So Startup Explorer is a platform that connects investors with firms that have a lot of potential. It is mostly active actually in Europe and in Spain's largest startup communities. This may be applied to the US. I did notice that the bulk of the information here was from Europe. But if you are one of our YouTubers and you are in Europe or near Spain as well, Startup Explorer investors can invest in startups and share their knowledge and experience with firms seeking finance and resources. So definitely one you want to look at if you happen to be in the UK or near Europe, potentially even in Spain as well. Now, one of the most distinguishing features of Startup Explorer is that they invest in each of the firms available to other investors on the platform. Now, basically what this means is that in addition to receiving funding directly from Startup Explorer, rising companies are also promoted on the platform for other potential investors to see. So that's a pretty interesting site. Again, very important for making networking, okay? Next up, you got Tiny Seed. Tiny Seed is an online accelerator for early stage SaaS founders. Now, this is actually software service founders. And again, if you are in the food and beverage industry and you've got some type of software or computer software company that is in line with anything as far as payment processors or potential website designers and it's food related, Tiny Seed is definitely the one you want to look at because they are focused on software as a service companies. Now, which is a slightly different choice than standard crowdfunding sites. Tiny Seed's co-founder, Rob Weiland, actually had mentioned that their website is one of the best as far as getting information technology and software technologies invested and making sure that they grow. So keep that in mind, of course. It is, of course, a highly selective program, They only accept proposals for potential firms a few times a year, and the competition is pretty rigorous to get in there because there's a lot of people who are applying to TinySeed. Now, this is one that's a little unusual compared to the other funding sources and websites and crowdfunding sites because you have to apply to get onto it. Next up is Fundable. Fundable, which offers a little bit of everything. It's actually really interesting. It features equity crowdfunding and rewards-based crowdfunding solutions for food startup entrepreneurs searching for money and investors. So it's geared for small businesses and high potential digital startups as well. So if you have a food business that you're looking to get, check out Fundable. It's one of the better ones, actually, from what I heard, for food and beverage companies. Now, there are also some differences, actually, in the payment and the charge schedule. So keep this in mind, too, that instead of the platform percentage fee, Fundable charges users a monthly fee to actually build and administer the campaigns, because that's actually something that's going to be ongoing. It's not like you set up a fundraising Fundable website and you're going to be there for 30 days. This is going to be an ongoing thing where you can find potential investors for your food business. They do have a 3.5% credit processing fee as well for their fee rewards-based fundraising. So just keep that in mind, too, if you're on that program. So that's why I was mentioning this has two different types. The rewards-based fundraising does have that small 3.5% credit card processing. So whether you're working on the next big thing or you're trying to get that food business up and running, creating a packaged food product, launching your food truck, and you're kind of not necessarily low on funds, but you're looking for people interested in investing in your product and even networking, giving you the opportunity to potentially find some really big investors, these are definitely some websites you really need to check out, guys. And I'll have links down below. You can check them out and do a little more research on your own if you're trying to figure out how do you fund a food business. So what's the best way to finance a startup, you ask? Well, using other people's money is always good. Getting other people involved in your projects and investing is always a good thing. If you've used some of your money to this point, but you're kind of running low on funds and you want to expand and you've got a proof of concept or you've got a great idea for a food product, you can definitely, again, go to these websites and you can get nearly a million people or more to take a look at your project and potentially give you money towards your project. Do be patient with it. It does take time to get this thing done and, of course, created these websites once you get these pages up and running. So do keep that in mind. It doesn't happen overnight. But these are great sources for your startup and for your small business to grow. So I'll see you guys on our next video.